Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Sri Sri Gauritai ki Sri Sri Radhola Bhagwan ki Sri 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 Jagannath Balada Subhadramai ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Vrande Hare Krishna So thank you all for attending today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are reading from Canto 7, which is called Signs of God, and the chapter 7 title is Ideal Family Life. And today we are reading verses 30 to 33. So actually 4 verses. So today's verses are all about holy places, Tirthasthalas. And of course, in Tirthasthala you will find Tirthapada only, Supreme Lord in different incarnation. And also it tells us significance or the power of visiting those holy places. So in terms of advancement in our spiritual life, so the summary says that So if you visit a holy place and you perform some auspicious spiritual activity, let's say chanting, so you could chant somewhere on the road or you can chant in the holy place, the effect is 1,000 times more than chanting in other places. Okay, that is the power. So we will go through this verse and look into each of those holy places. So I actually made picture of various holy places that are mentioned here by in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll try to connect with those. Okay. Okay, so the first verse 30th is written here. So we'll read 30th verse and other four we just go through those places that are mentioned here in this 4 verses. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So let us read word by word, then we read full. Only just first verse. Saramsi Puskaradani Chetrani Arha Asritani Uta Kuruchetram Gayasira Prayaga, Pulahasrama, Naimishanam, Naimishan, okay, Pulahasrama, up to Pulahasrama, okay. சாரம்சி புஷ்கரதானி, சாரம்சி புஷ்கரதானி, க்ஷேத்ராணி அர்ஹசி ரதி உத, க்ஷேத்ராணி அர்ஹசி ரதி உத, குருக்ஷேத்ரம் காயசி ரஹ, குருக்ஷேத்ரம் காயசி ரஹ, பிரயாக புலாஸ்ரம, பிரயாக புலாஸ்ரம, சரம்சி புஷ்கராதானி, க்ஷேத்ராணி அர்ஹசி ரதானி உத, குருக்ஷேத்ரம் காயசி ரஹ, பிரயாக புலாஸ்ரம, சிரம்சி புஷ்கராதானி, க்ஷேத்ராணி அர்ஹசி ரதானி உத, குருக்ஷேத்ரம் காயசி ரஹ, பிரயாக புலாஸ்ரம. குருக்ஷேத்ரம் காயசி ரஹ, பிரயாக புலாஸ்ரம, translation. Saramsi, lakes. Puskara Dhani, such as Puskara. Chetrani, sacred places like Kuruchetra, Gaya Chetra, Jagannath Puri. Araha, for worshipable saintly persons. Arsitani, places of shelter. Uta, celebrated. Kuruchetram, a particular sacred place. Dharmachetra, Gaya Shirahi, the place known as Gaya, where Gaya took shelter of the supreme lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Prayag, Allahabad, at the confluence of two sacred rivers, Ganga and Yamuna, Phula Ashrama, the silence of Phula Muni. So now other we will just discuss. Okay. Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chakshurvimilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namavo Mishtupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namaste Sursadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Deshatarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gauravaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have read this translation fully. The sacred lakes like Puskara and places where saintly persons person live, like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pulasrama, Naimisaranya, the banks of Phalgu River, Setu Bandhu, Prabhasa, Dwaraka, Varanasi, Mathura, Pampa, Bindu Sarovara, Badrikasrama, Naimisarana, the places where Narada Nanda River flows, the places where Lord Ramachandra and Mother Sita took shelter together, such as Chitrakut, and also the hilly tracts of land known as Mahendra and Malaya. All of these are considered most pious and sacred. Similarly, places outside India, where there are centers of Krishna conscious movement and where Radha Krishna deities are worshipped, must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually well advanced. One who intends to advance in spiritual life may visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get results 1,000 times better than the results of the same activities performed in any other place. Purport. In these verses and the verse 29, that is yesterday's verse 29 and today's 4 verses, stress is given to one point, Harer Asitraha Cha E or Harer Archana. In other words, any place where the deity of Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by devotees is most significant. The Krishna conscious movement is giving the population of the entire world a chance to take advantage of Krishna consciousness through the ISKCON centers, where one may perform deity worship and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, obtain results with effectively increased 1,000 times. This constitutes the best welfare activity for human society. This was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, as it was predicted by him in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 4.126. Prithviye acha yata nagaradi grama sarvatra parichara hebe mam nama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Hare Krishna movement with installed deities to spread every village and town in the world, so that everyone in the world might take advantage of this movement and become all auspicious in spiritual life. Without spiritual life, nothing is auspicious. Magasya maga karmano maga jnana vichetasya. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 verse 12. No one can become successful in fruitive activities or speculative knowledge without being Krishna consciousness. As recommended in the Shastras, everyone should very eagerly be interested in taking part in the Krishna conscious movement and understand the value of spiritual life. So today's verse primarily giving us list of holy places or tirthas. If you see previous 2 verses where Narada Muni is emphasizing, you know, those who are grahastas perform worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead daily. That was the first instruction is given. After that, so there was a lot of discussion about performing various ritualistic ceremonies, Shraddha ceremonies, on specific place, on during specific time, season. So then, yesterday was talked more about which is the most auspicious place. You just give a general definition. Auspicious place is one where worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed, and the place where saintly persons are living, both are, you know, emphasized. And today's verses, 30 to 33, there are four verses, primarily focus on all those places. So we will take a look at each of those places, try to see a picture of the deity in that place, or significant that place, a little bit more. Okay? So as this verse conclude, the last verse concludes, that any auspicious activity performed, chanting, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, accepting prasada, the power, the impact, effect on you will be 1,000 times more compared to doing the same thing in another place. You can do on the street of Swanson Street, correct? You can do somewhere walking around some random place. Can do chanting, definitely. The effect of the chanting, if you do the same thing in the temple where Radha Vallabha is here, so it will be 1,000 times. This is what Shyatras are prescribing. So therefore, when we do chanting at the temple, looks like we are a bit more concentrated. Correct? Suppose you walk on the beach, just nearby, go a 5-minute walk, and walk on the beach during sunny day, and you are doing chanting, what do you see? On the beach, mostly you see naked bodies. Correct? So mind may be not so much focused on Supreme Lord, or not on the Paramatma in their heart. Only enlightened persons, Nitya Siddhas, like Prabhupada, or Pralarmas, might be able to chant in those places. They may not see a naked body. What they see? They see a Paramatma in their heart. This was also in the previous works. He says, you can worship all the living entities simply by seeing Paramatma in their heart. So that is why we say Namaskar, Hare Krishna, Vandana, correct? So every person, anyone who heard Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna word once in their life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called them as a devotee. Who is a devotee? Of course the definition standard will increase. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Even if you have heard Hare Krishna once, that means when you are doing this Sankirtana on Swanson Street, all those persons who heard Hare Krishna are simply danced without knowing what it is, or heard Hare Krishna from your lotus mouth, for your holy name. So they all become devotees. So they are in devotees in preparation, in making, devotees in making. Maybe if some of them will come to temple, some of them in their next life might become a devotee born in the right place. So this is a glory of holy name. So then of course, because of that, they start becoming more and more devotees. Anyway, so chanting on the beach, walking, chanting, observing the persons in half naked, or chanting in the temple here, where devotees are beautifully dressed. So there is change in our consciousness. There is change in atmosphere. Because we are chanting in association with all other like-minded persons. Here they are not doing gramakata, chit-chatting, correct? So everybody is attentively hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or attentively chanting. During arati, attentively participating in kirtan. So therefore, the effect is very high, more. And shastra, as you can see, 1,000 times more. So this is very powerful. Okay? So now, going through each of these places, there is a list of places Prabhupada has mentioned. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, these verses mentioned. So I will take each of those and show you some pictures. Okay? So let's go to the first one. Saramsi Puskaranadani. Saramsi, that is lakes. Puskaradani, such as Puskara, lakes. So now, where is this Puskara? Why is it mentioned here? So I'm sure all of you went to Jaipur, many of you, Jaipur. So in Jaipur, obviously you have darshan of Radha Govindji. And Radha Govindji, the temple, this deity, is worshipped by Sri Rupa Goswami. And if you just see there, you see Sri Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhatta Raghunath, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Goswami. Correct? You see there, you also see them in altar. In fact, if you, for the first obeisance that you pay here, right? Gauranitai. So the first deities you see are these, the saintly persons, six Goswamis. Six Goswamis are disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Supreme Lord's disciples. So they were all confidential servants of Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So here they appeared to, identify the secret places where where Lord Krishna has performed past tense. Now 600 years ago, if you go there, nobody knew where the Radha Kund was. Nobody knew. It was all covered in the field. But the Sukrasu Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, they went and excavated, then found it. With the help of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course. They were the disciple. Guru is giving them knowledge and information. Either Guru is giving them a mercy or the direct knowledge. He might say, okay, go and find out where all Lord Krishna's pastime places are. So thanks to them. So we have many beautiful temples in Vrindavan. I'm sure you all visited Radha Govindji temple, Radha Gopal, Radha Raman, Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Is the one who established Radha Raman. Radha Raman deity, self-manifested deity. You know, he was doing prayer one day, suddenly saw this deity, self-manifested. Swayambhu, not someone carved it, so self-manifested. With the power of those devotees, Lord can self-manifest. Correct? So, okay, so there is, so like that, Sanatana Goswami, then Jiva Goswami, so Radha Damodar temple. So all these temples, when we visit Vrindavan, we definitely visit them. And these temples are worshipped, established, and also the deities are worshipped by those six Goswamis. So now Jaipur. From Jaipur you go some 4-hour drive to Ajmer. Near Ajmer there is this big lake or place called Puskara. Puskara Adani. So it says, lakes such as Puskara. That means there are many other lakes also. Not only Puskara, but there are other lakes also where you can dip, for example, become purified. So now, so this is actually a big area on the... So this area, you see, so this is that lake, here this lake. So let me make it a little different color. So this is the lake. So that lake, around there are 500 temples are there. Just like in Vrindavan, more than 600 temples. Literally walk around wherever you see temples. Small temple, big temple. Some of the houses have very nice deities, worshipped by some of the great devotees, whom you may not know. But there are very pure-hearted devotees. Similarly, in Puskara, this lake is also very important. Actually, there are three lakes, it seems. So, why it's called Puskara? Puspa is flower. Who is holding flower? Of course, Lord Krishna is also holding Vishnu. But Brahma also has a flower. So Brahma once wanted to perform austerity, tapas. Of course, he has been always performing austerity in his Brahmaloka. But sometimes these demigods and devatas, others also want to come to earthly planet. They know that. So in earthly planet is easy. Just like if you are in the grade 1, you go to exam, you just write ABCD, they will say you are passed. But if you go to University of Melbourne, pass means you have to study whole semester, attend written exam, write very nicely, get minimum 50 mark, and answers will be correct. Then only you are passed, right? And if you want to get a PhD, it is so difficult. You have to work for 4 years, then get the degree. Whereas those who are going to middle school, this Albert Park, you know, Middle Park, their first grade prep and first, second, simply just go play around, just draw some picture of your liking, then you are passed, you go to the next grade. Same thing, on earthly planet, whatever, you know, austerity you perform, in the form of chanting, in the form of meditation, in the form of prayers, in the form of worship, they are very easy. Because Lord has given, making it very easy. So just like grade 1 passing. So you do little effort, then pass. So similarly, so once Brahmadev came to this place, it was a very beautiful place. But when you want to perform tapas, there are, you know, demons are there also, asuras. So they were not allowing him to concentrate on his austerity. So therefore he killed that demon simply by throwing his flower. That flower burns in 3 places, that became 3 lakes. One of them is Puskara, that is dedicated to Brahmadeva. And this is the only place on earth, possibly in the universe, where there is a temple of Brahma. We don't find temple of Brahma that much, correct? Even though we come from Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Acharya, we don't have a Brahma's photo here. That is a separate story, why Brahma doesn't have temple. He was cursed. Okay, there's another story. But anyway, this is a place where you can have a very prominent Brahma temple. Actually, I happen to see one four-headed Brahma and one eight-headed Brahma's deity in Patiala. So in Patiala, there is a temple called Modi Temple. You heard about? Modi means not this Prime Minister Modi Temple. So there was a person called Modi. He established the temple. Therefore, it is called Modi Temple. But inside, when you go, the deities are obviously Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, then Lakshmi Narayan, then Radha Krishna also is there. Then in one place, there is, inside if you go, you will find 8-headed Brahma. Brahma's deity. The small deity. Somebody made it. But otherwise, the big temple means this is the Brahma temple dedicated to Brahma. Is that clear? How many of you seen Patiala? Punjab? No? Anybody? How many of you are from Punjab? Who, your father? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Punjab. Punjab also many holy places, I'll come to that. Anyway, this is Puskara, is clear? Puskara, flower from Brahma, bonds and then made 3 lakes, and those are called 3 lakes. One of them is Puskara, which is dedicated to Brahma. Around many temples, but the most prominent is this one. So next time if you go to Jaipur, what do? You can also go to Puskara. Okay? So that is the first one mentioned, a lake such as Puskara. So places where saintly persons live. So next wordings are Chetrani. Chetrani, what are the Chetras? Here Prabhupada in the translation, he mentioned about Kuruchetra, Gayachetra, Jagannath Puri. Correct? Kuruchetra in Bhagavad Gita, the first. Dhartarata Vacha, Dharma Chetre, Kuruchetre. Correct? So Kuruchetra is a Dharma Chetra. Dharma means a sacred religious place. So in this place, obviously, the most well-known for us is Mahabharata war took place. And even more well-known for us is Lord Sri Krishna has explained Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Correct? And this is called Jyotisar. Jyotisar. And this is the tree that you see. He is the witness to Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna to Arjuna. So it seems this is more than 5,000-year tree. So you can see. So this tree is a witness. Then of course, in front of this tree is a big water body lake. So usually people, during some festival, so they play musical, dance of the water. Sometimes people take a dip. So there's also holy lake as well. So Puskara, and there you see one small this box. The big, inside they have a deity of Sri Krishna, and then of course Arjuna. So this is just like Krishna is explaining Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Okay, so this place is, Adi Shankaracharya, when he visited, so he said this is the place, Jyotisar, is the place where this conversation between Sri Krishna and Arjuna took place. So how to go to Kurukshetra? Also very easy. From Delhi, you drive, if you go to New Delhi, drive for 4 hours or so, you will find Kurukshetra. So then of course just near Kurukshetra, this Jyotisar. So Kurukshetra is a big area. Jyotisar is a specific place, just like Albert Park in Melbourne. Kurukshetra is like a Melbourne, Albert Park is like a Jyotisar, where Srimad Bhagavatam explanation is going on, where the deity worship is going on. Similarly, so there this conversation took place, and this tree is very, witness. It must be a devotee. It's witnessed, and it wants to tell us that this is a place where it took place. Okay, Jyotisar. So then obviously, Gaya Chetra. So Gaya Chetra is in Bihar. So just 40 days ago, I happened to be there. So Gaya Chetra. So this place is also called as Buddha Gaya, popularly. Because this is sacred, it's very sacred religious place for Buddhas, those who follow Lord Buddha, Buddhism. So Buddha, did tapas there. Then did lots of leelas there. So very famous. So this place, also there was one demon, Gayasura. So this Gayasura used to rule that place. And Gayasura, did tapas. Usually, this demon do tapas on Brahma or Shiva. Correct? Whereas this Gayasura did tapas on Lord Vishnu. He did so much of deep tapas, meditation. So Lord himself has appeared. And then obviously when Lord appears, they are not like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj says, Lord, I'm very happy. Your appearance itself is so auspicious. I was simply seeking some broken piece of glass like some land. But whereas here, this person didn't do that. He says, I want immortality. I want power. So yes, obviously Vishnu said, okay, tathastu. But he also said that, if at all somebody kills me, it must be killed by combination of Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Three murtis, not one person. Vishnu can't kill alone. Brahma can't kill alone. Shiva can't kill alone. If these three can't kill, who can kill this demon? Anyway, that is the kind of boon he got. And you know that Supreme Lord is more smarter than this any demon. So he was troubling, usually as usual. So Indra, and taking over heavenly planet, causing a lot of problem. So then Indra went and requested Lord Vishnu, please do something about it. So in this place, Lord Vishnu himself came, and on his shira, on head. So he was cut into three on one head. So he put his lotus feet very strongly. So this is called Vishnupada. This is a Vishnupada. So there you see in the middle, Vishnupada. So there is a temple called Vishnupada temple. So this Gayasura is the cause for creation, appear manifestation of that. So due to his troublesome nature, Lord Vishnu has to kill him. And then by putting his foot on his head, correct? Imagine, Lord Adavala comes and put it on head. Then if he puts, obviously we go into some Pataloka, or maybe come out of this earth and jump into Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. Correct? If Lord kicks, you can fall into there also. So this is the Vishnupada. And this Vishnupada, his footprint is there on that the stone, Vishnu stone. So exactly like this only. So I had opportunity, thanks to our Guru Maharaj, took us there, and so we happened to touch that, maybe December, January, just 1.5 months ago. Okay, so there is also, in that place, so Falgu River, this is actually on the bank of this river. So this Falgu River is also mentioned, so next year, river list. I thought since we are in the same place already, you know, so let's talk about that place also. This is the river. So this is the river, very famous. Especially people perform Shraddha ceremony for Pitrus, forefathers. I'll come to mothers also. Okay, another place. So forefathers, this is very famous. You know, so you can perform Shraddha ceremony. So when you perform Shraddha ceremony, not only for your father or a grandfather, great-grandfathers, you can go on, maybe up to Brahma and further. Remember, and not only you can deliver, according to the Shastra, your own forefather, but also your wife's side as well. You can remember them also, go on. Correct? You can, maybe you can remember 3-4 generation, possibly with some photo or something, correct? After that, you just imagine and you reach up to Brahma. Yeah, so this is very famous river, Falgu River. On the bank, perform. And, you know, my wife said that I must perform this Shraddhas, you know. So therefore, she made me to perform. Not only me, the many other devotees from Melbourne also did. We together did. You know? So together, like a Sankirtana type. You know, Sangha Shraddha. Together everybody did. In some of the brahmacharis also came and they also did. Yeah. So after that, then of course you take the that offering and then spray into, put into the this Falgu River. Okay? So this is again Vihara Pachari. Then Prabhupada talks about Jagannath Puri, of course you all know. So Jagannath Puri is here, famous temple. Then Lord Jagannath is here and there Jagannath looks like this. Correct? Little different from here. So ours is, looks like a bit more, you know, modern version of Jagannath. Correct? If you see the Jagannath. So if you give it to modern scripture, he will do like that. But if you give it to traditional maker, and that is how it is, it looks like. So this was, you know, original deity was made by whom? Vishwakarma himself, the architect of heavenly planet. So he personally did that. So they are maintaining the same way. Whereas our Jagannath is done by our Hare Krishna devotees, you know. So they are not like Vishwakarma. So they did almost similar. Okay? So it doesn't matter. But it is the bhava matters. So with that bhava they did. So they did the deity. And the same deities are there in various Hare Krishna temples. So next, so that is about holy places. So next, Kulachetra, Gayasira, Prayag. It is there, Prayag. So this Prayag, earlier this place used to be called Allahabad. Now it is renamed as Prayag, Prayagras. Okay? So if you search on Google Allahabad, maybe you might find. It was old. Why it is called Allahabad? Allahabad. The place there is lot of temples of Allah. Allah means God in Muslim. Allahu Akbar. They pray Allahu Akbar, you know, several times in a day. They are saying God, Allah, is the supreme person. We are saying Sri Krishna is supreme person of Godhead. They are also saying the same thing. Allahu Akbar. Only difference is they announce on the mic. Of course, in Melbourne, announcing in the temple itself is a restriction. Correct? They say don't announce too loud, because other people will hear. But in Masjid, they announce loudly, morning, early morning. The moment they say Allahu Akbar, then we get up. Mangalarti time. You don't need a, you know, now we need a timer. But in India, many places, if you're near Masjid, you don't need. So they are also praying. Allahabad, place of Allah. Now it's called Prayagraj. So in Allahabad, there's a famous called Triveni Sangam. Triveni Sangam. Sangha means melan. Three. So looks like this English three has come from Trivali. Triveni. Triveni Sangam. So the Sangam, the melan of three holy rivers, two of them we know explicitly, you can see. Ganga and Yamuna. If you go there, so this is, you know, you can clearly see the difference between Ganga and Yamuna. Water. No, from two sides are coming and merging. Okay? So that exact spot where they're merging nicely, how do you go there? Either you should know nice swimming, you can go there. Or when you go to this place, you can take a boat, then boat will take you to the right place and there you perform puja. So a couple of years I also had opportunity to be there. And of course, there are many nice temples. One of them is called Veni Madhav, Lakshmi and Lord Vishnu temple. So this is a temple where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited. Veni Madhav. How many have visited Veni Madhav? No? Prayagraj? Okay. No problem. So try to create interest to go there. So Prayag is in UP. Okay, so Prayag Veni Madhav. So the DT, exactly. This DT only, I took photo there. So I had opportunity to, visit once and then take darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. I mean, his pada and all those things are there. Okay, so of course, if you have full trust on his Padma Pada, then you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there also. Correct? If you develop the right vision. Okay, so that is Tribani Sangam. So, Ganga, Yamuna, there is one more hidden river, that is Saraswati. So, it seems Saraswati comes from the bottom. Correct? The river, if you see the river appearance of the manifestation of river, most of the places, the water is coming from the earth only. In the previous chapter, we talked about this Avadhuta. You know, Prahlad Maharaj has met Avadhuta. Correct? Python man. Where did he meet? He met on bank of Kaveri River. If you go and trace the origin of Kaveri River, called Talakaveri. So there, it looked like a big kunda. Right? Water is coming, then big kunda. So that is the origin of Kaveri River. It's a sacred place. Correct? Where the conversation between this Prahlad Maharaj and Python man has taken place. Correct? That we had the chapter, previous chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So a lot of good teachings there also. So like this river. So some rivers are hidden. They may not be flowing like this Yara River. They may be inside. Correct? Inside the earth. So moving around. Then they may appear at right place. Correct? And who can see that? The great saintly persons. So we heard many, you know, pastimes of greedy persons. For example, Guru Nanak Dev. So Guru Nanak Dev once came to my place called Bidar. So it was a drought, you know, no water. And whatever was there, only salty water. So when the local people requested him, with his divine vision, he simply removed one big rock from the hill bottom. Then that water keep coming. It's called Guru Nanak Jhara. Holy water. All the Sikhs come there, and of course I also go there to drink the water. The best place you can get. Very holy place. Okay. So like this, saintly person can see. So therefore if you go to Tribani Sangam, with our eyes only we can see Ganga Yamuna. But if you are a divine person, you can also see Saraswati. Tribani Sangam. So next it mentioned about Naimi Sharana. So Naimi Sharana. So Naimi Sharana, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Sutta Goswami. You know Sutta Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami has explained this Bhagavad Gita to whom? Parikshit Maharaj. So that is again repeated in Naimi Sharana. Because he was attendee, he was a disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. Then he went to this ashram Naimi Sharana forest. So there other devotees, the saintly persons requested him, you heard directly from your spiritual master. Please tell us about what happened there. Actually, they were asking, you know, the people of this Kali Yuga are most fallen. You know, tell us, how can they progress in their life? So that is how the question came, and then they explained. Naimi Sharana. Naimi Sharana is also very prominent. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see many places Naimi Sharana mentioned. Okay, Aranya means forest, Naimi Sharana. Okay, so those are mentioned. So next, it mentioned, Setu. And Naimi Sharana, Setu, that is Setu Bandha. So there is a bridge between Rameswaram, this is Rameswaram. So this is Sri Lanka. When this Ravana kidnapped Mother Sita, of course, Rama and Lakshmana, they went around. Then they met Hanuman. they met various Bali, Wali and various other Vanaras. Then they all said, we'll help you to find. Then they came to Rameswaram. So Hanuman was the only one among all the Vanaras had ability to jump. In one jump he can reach Lanka side. But all other Vanaras said, I can't do that. What to do? So you have to build a bridge. So they built bridge. So just, you know, they put, so this is the bridge. You know, sometimes they show us, oh, here is the NASA picture of this entire area, and below water, some feel like there is a bridge. They call Setu Bandha. Okay? So you can go to Rameswaram. Okay? So Rameswaram, where is Rameswaram? Rameswaram in Tamil Nadu. So you can take a flight from Delhi to Madurai. Madurai. So there you can take Darshana Madurai Meenakshi. Then nearby is, you know, from there you can go to Rameswaram, 1.5 hour journey. So this is the bridge. You can see this is the pictorial view of how various Vanaras are constructing, just taking a stone and writing Lord Rama name and throwing, they're floating there from the bridge. So that is Setu Bandha. Clear? Rameswaram. Rameswaram is one of the prominent Char Dhams, very prominent. You can take Lord Rama's darshan there. Now, Prabhasa. Prabhasa is also mentioned. Prabhasa Chetra. As well as Kushastali. Kushastali means Dwaraka. So that means, Prabhasa Chetra and Dwaraka are in Gujarat. Okay? So Prabhasa Chetra is very famous. Prabhasa, Prabha. Prabha means, you know, strong light. Prabhasa. We say Prabhava Prabhu, we say. You know, Prabhupada disciple, English disciple. Prabhava Prabhu. Prabhava. You know, one who can have heavy influence. So this place, why is it called Prabhava? Because this moon, it's a moon god, correct? Chandra. So this Chandra married 27 daughters of Daksha. How many wives he had? 27. But this Chandra, you know, has too much of inclination, attention, and only one wife. Other 26 became unhappy. Then they went and complained to their father. Daksha, you know, if you go and complain, if you don't treat nicely to the daughter, he can curse you. So he cursed this Chandra. That you are, opulent, you know, the beauty that everybody attract, you know, let it vanish. So that time, this Chandra what to do? Now that power is gone. So then he went and did tapas in this place called Prabhava Chetra. So he actually prayed to Lord Shiva. This is Shiva. So there we have got Somanath. Because Somanath, Soma means moon. Somavar, Monday, moon. So moon, the Somanatha. Natha means Lord. Lord of moon. That is Shiva. So this deity is called, the Shivalinga is called Somanath. Okay? So this is one of the Jyotirlingas. Okay, this is. And of course, there are many other pastime places took place in that area, Prabhav Chetra, during Lord Krishna's time, Balaram, the Yadavas, Pandavas also came there. So this is also a very prominent place. Then it has Dwaraka, of course, you all know. Lord Krishna's palace where the Dwaraka is. Right now you can see the beautiful temple of Dwaraka. Then of course inside you see Deity. Okay? So just before COVID, December last week or so, or January first week. So again 2019 I had opportunity to visit this place. So then after I come back, then COVID came, lockdown, no more travel. Okay, then only every day having darshan of Radha Vallabha. That also restricted, but fortunately, somehow I managed to take up service of broadcasting. You know, broadcasting the DT, worship, then the broadcasting the class. Then there are only one teacher, Bhagavad Gita speaker, and there is the only one listener, that was me. Then of course we broadcasted. You see, so there's advantage also. Because of that COVID lockdown, So somehow I had a opportunity to come to every day at 6:45, set up and then take darshan, definite 100%. After COVID over, we are thinking, okay, where Radhabai will go? I can come at 7:30, I can come at 8 o'clock, so that discipline is broken. So COVID is glorious. So although it gave so much of trouble, but there was one Eko Mahaguna. What was Eko Mahaguna? That everyone, all the whole congregation, everyone, exactly at 7 o'clock, come to, you know, virtually attend. Everyone. Now, not that much. Whoever is here, they are taking in person. The rest are, we don't know what they are doing. Correct? So that is the best thing that happened with COVID. Next, Varanasi is mentioned. Varanasi, Madhupuri. So Varanasi is also called Banaras. Correct? Is also called as Kasi. The most people on the South India, they call Kasi. If you say Varanasi and Banaras, they will scratch their head. But Kasi means they will remember. So Kasi, most famous is Shivalinga. Now this is the beautiful temple of Kasi. So this is, you know, 10 years ago, I went to Kasi. With great difficulty, through a small street, somehow we went into some kind of house and we had a hug of Kasi Viswanatha. Also I went there on December 25. Same Kasi now, fully transformed. Now we are like, you know, this Gopuras, you know, this Gopura area, here clear. Then you can go there. Now there is no chance of hugging Kasi Viswanatha. From remote only you can pour some milk. They put one pipe, usage pipe, channel. You put a milk, then it will fall on there. Or maybe if you are a very powerful personality like Modi, you can go there and, you know, with your influence, you can do direct archana and abhishek of Shiva. Okay. Or if you, even if you are not Modi, if you have influence with the pujaris, go early morning, Mangalati, you can do it. Okay. So this is a very nice place. Of course, this holy place is protected. Like Jagannathpur is protected by Lord Shiva. It's called Chetrapal, correct? Lord Shiva is called Chetrapal. So similarly, so there also Chetrapal is there, but not Lord Shiva. So here is, Varaha Devi. Varaha Devi. Like she looks like a Varaha, correct? Varaha Devi is a Chetrapalini. So she protects. And there you also see Kasi Vishalakshmi. Console, you know, Mother Parvati. Then you also see this Kala Bhairava. Kala Bhairava is also very prominent there. You must visit. Then, of course, you also see Annapurna. So, suppose if you happen to visit Kasi Viswanath and you want a prasada, just next to it, there is Annapurna temple. Fantastic prasada there, sir. No onion, no garlic. You know, perfect. So, I strongly recommend anyone who go there. You know, we went there. We were very hungry. We don't know where we get a prasada. Then we happen to get the... So they said, okay, enter. Very nice prasada. So you really love it. Very high standard. They serve you to the perfection. Okay, you sit down and served very nicely. So then we also see mention of Madhupuri. That is Mathura. Mathura, you all know, Lord Krishna birthplace. So this is the temple. So this side, if you go inside this, so you will see... a small area, which is basically a jail. Of course, jail. So where Lord Krishna appeared, manifested. So you can see. Then this is a big temple constructed. Inside the temple you see Radha Krishna deities, Sitaralakshmi deities. You also see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Then when we say Mathura, Mathura doesn't mean just Mathura. But around, you know, you can visit Gokuldham. Then Barsana, then of course Girigor, then Vrindavan places, Yamuna, all those included. Okay? So then of course, Prabhupada mentioned about sacred places outside India. He mentioned about various temples of Hare Krishna, but also there is a famous Krishna Balaram Mandir of Hare Krishna. Then Pampa Sarovar. So each of these words, I'm not skipping, I just took each of those. Pampa. So Pampa is actually Sarovara. It's like a kunda, just like Albert Park kunda, Albert Park, that lake. So this Pampa Sarovar. So this Pampa Sarovar is in Karnataka state. Karnataka. So you heard about Bengaluru. From Bengaluru, if you around 250 kilometers, there is a place called Hampi. Very famous Hampi. So there is a river called Tungabhadra River. So Lord Rama, Hanuman, Lakshman, when they were in Vanavasa, so they also stayed there. Tungabhadra. Okay, Tungabhadra. So there this kund is called Pampa River. Okay, Pampa. Pampa's, Sarovar. So this is just on the bank of Sarovar. You see some hut. This is the hut of Sabari. Sabari is waiting for Lord Rama's arrival. Why she is waiting there? Because her guru told her. In Satyavaga, the guru told, okay, we all are going back to Vaikuntha Loka, Sabari, but you stay. She has to stay for next Yuga, Treta Yuga. You stay, Lord will appear, you serve him, then you come back. So this is Sabari, and Lord Rama came and then Sabari served him. Okay? So you can see, this is the real Sarovar. Then, of course, we went in 2018 and took the water and put in our head. Some of us did dip also. Okay? So this is Pampa. Then Bindusara. So Bindusara is also Bindu Sarovar. Bindu means tiny, one drop. Why it is called Bindu Sarovar? So in this place is called Siddhapur in Gujarat. In this place, Kardamamani, Kardamamani and Dehuti. You read so much in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kardamamani did tapas. Very dedicated, severe tapas on Lord Vishnu. Supreme Lord has become so compassionate on him. He, just like sometime, if you are in very ecstatic mood, you see Radha Vallabha, then sometime a drop of water may come in your ear, sorry, in your eye. Correct? So, Lord, become so compassionate, and, water from him, out of love for this Kardamuni, the water, from drop of this eye drops, water fell down, and that place called Bindusara. Bindu Sarovar. Bindu is a drop of water, and that becomes Sarovar. Bindu Sarovar. And then this is the temple. You see the temple. This is that water. Okay. Again, there in 2019, we went there. So, had a opportunity to dip there also. Then, in the here we see the temple. Here, the three doors. There you see Kardamamani, Devahuti. Then you see Kapila Dev. Then you see Vishnu. Larana and of course Lakshmi Devi. Okay? So now this place is called Siddhapur. Siddhapur. If your mother or grandmother, any of those passed away. So this is the place where they perform Sraddha ceremony for mother. Only place. Okay? So just like in Gaya, Buddha Gaya, this Gaya. That Falguni River, that there you perform for forefathers. Here you can perform for mothers. Okay, your mother, grandmother, great grandmother, whoever, all the way. So this is where you perform. So this is dedicated for Mataji, who, in case after disappearance and is still hanging around here, correct? If they have not made their way to Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan, so what to do? We need to relieve. So relieving them, so offering the puja over here, it's very prominent. So many devotees whose mothers and other passed away, they did in 2019. So then Narayana Ashrama, Bhadrika Ashrama basically. So Bhadrika Ashrama is in Uttarakhand. So this is also one of the Chardham, so where Lord Vishnu, in the form of Naranarayan is worshipped. So it's very famous. So, Western country, people from Western country, when they visit India, they visit Haridwar, Rishikesh, and Bhadrikashram. Going there is a bit difficult. From Delhi you go to Dehradun, from there you may have to take bus or something and to go there. There is no airplane to go to that place. Okay, from Dehradun, so you can take a bus. So, within 24 hours you will reach Bhadrikashram. So Bhadrikasram is also a place. There are caves. In one of the cave, Vyasamuni, Veda Vyasamuni, along with Ganesha, Ganesh, they put together Mahabharata. Then of course Ganesha was a scribe, so he's written in that cave. So this is very auspicious. And then according to the enlightened saintly persons, Vyasamuni is still living there. Okay, Vyasamuni, Veda Vyasamuni. Okay, so this is very sacred as a result. So then Krishna mentioned about, in the verse mentions about the pastime places of Lord Ramachandra and Sita Mata. There, and of course, the places where they took shelter, like Chitrakoot. Chitrakoot is a very famous place also. When Rama left Ayodhya and then went to, so he visited Chitrakoot. So here is the place where Bharata and they all met, Chitrakoot. Okay, there are many places of Lord Ramachandra's, but this is one of them. Okay, especially Vanas, Chitrakoot. So then Kulachala, this is, hilly tracks, places. So we have hilly tracks, many places. Place of hills, like this hill. So this is Mahendragiri, Mahendra. So Mahendra, this is word mentioned, Mahendra, in the, here Mahendra. So this is the hill, Mahendra is the place where Parasuram plays many pastimes. Okay, so very prominent, Parasuram Darshan. Parasuram is the incarnation of Supreme Lord in 10 Dasavatara. Okay, then there's another Malachala. Malachala is basically Kerala. So this place now is called God's own country. Okay, so this Malachala has many, many holy places too. One is dedicated to Lord Sri Krishna, called Guruvayur. In Guruvayur, you see a deity worshipped by Rukmini Devi. Rukmini worshipped Krishna, and that deity is in Guruvayur. Then there is Padmanabha in Trivandrum. And there is some Adikeshava temple. This is Adikeshava temple. Okay, the Adikeshava temple. So there is a Padmanabha lying like this. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, and he found Brahma Samhita. The Brahma Samhita, Isvara Parma Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Adir Anadir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. This verse, this Brahma Samhita book, there was only one copy, and that was here. And it was pretty much lost, nobody knew. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited there, he found that book, and because of that, now we have got the translated versions and Brahma Samhita. Okay, so Adi Keshava is there. Just recently, a year ago, so a temple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is built. So you, if you visit there, you can take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. But they have in the temple, inside they have a pada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pada. You go and first worship and pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you see Padmanabha there, Adikeshava. So next, so this is coming to Prabhupada's, Archa Asrita. Wherever deities have taken Asraya, shelter. So Prabhupada specifically talks about Radha Krishna deities worshipped in outside India, in the purport and all. So in the translation, Prabhupada mentions. He mentioned a big temple in New York, for example, big cities, New York. So there is also Los Angeles. There is a Rukmini Dwaradhika temple. So once I happened to meet Aniruddha Prabhu in Los Angeles at Rukmini Dwaradhika temple. So then we had a darshan of Gauritai. So there Radha Krishna is actually Rukmini Dwaradhis. Because at that time, they before Mayapur became a headquarter of ISKCON, this Los Angeles was headquarter. So that's why it's called Dwaradhis, Dwarak, Rukmini Dwaradhis. Then of course you will also see, for example, very beautiful deity in Chicago, Kishora Kishori. Very beautiful deity, the tall building. And then maybe 2015, I went there and stayed there one day. So I had a darshan of these deities. So like that you find in many places. In the London, for example, Prabhu might have gone. Radha London Iswara. London Iswara. So in the Soho, that street, just turn inside. And you will see very beautiful temple. So this is Gauritai small. then Radha Landaneswara, then of course Jagannath Bhadra Sodhamai. Just right in front of them, Prabhupada is there. Small temple actually, smaller, maybe half of our temple, very small. And then, so there next to Prabhupada is the typewriter. Prabhupada used first, tick, 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 cut, 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 like that, no? Prabhupada says, the duty, all that the typewriter is, cut, 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 cut. Whether it is heavenly planet or earthly, wherever it is doing its duty. There's typing. So these first three versions of Bhagavatam are typed on that typewriter. Okay, you can see that if you went to London. Then of course there are many, and Paris for example, Radha Parisheswara. So Radha Parisheswara, that the dress you see in the red color, this is on the day of Gaura Purnima. So Gaura Purnima, there, and so that day I happens to be in Paris, and that day I went there and spent time on the Gaura Purnima day. So just like here, Gaura Purnima day, they also perform Chaitanya Gauranita is Abhishek. But here you have to be Brahmana, not just Brahmana to do Abhishek, but also influential Brahmana. If you are influential Brahmana in Melbourne, they may allow you to do Archana, you know, Abhishek. But in Paris, Yaswara, if you are a first initiated, no, forget about even Brahmana. Even if you are first initiated, you will be given opportunity to do Abhishek. So, thanks to Radha Parisheswara, so I had opportunity to also do Abhishek there. That time I was not a Brahmin initiated, I was just a first initiated. Yeah, you can see it happens. Hare Krishna. Okay, we are coming to the conclusion. But and of course, you know, Prabhupada mentioned so much about it, not just those cities, but other cities also, many places. So if you, for example, in Europe, Italy, in Rome, there's a beautiful Gauranitai temple. Then, of course, you go to Spain, either you go to Barcelona or Madrid. Barcelona, there's a famous La Rambla street, the famous in Barcelona. Just in that only, there is Radha Govinda temple. Actually, Gauranitha temple is there. So, then like that, many places. So, even if you go to Russia, of course, Estonia, a tiny country in Europe. In Estonia, also there is a beautiful temple of Gauranitha, Radha Krishna, and of course, Jagannatha Subhadramaya. Like that, that is in Europe. So similarly, you know, you go to even Hong Kong, Gauranitha in the Hong Kong temple. So when did I go there? Many times. Also last October 1st, last year, I was there. Then China, in Beijing, there is a nice Gauranitha temple too. And now, of course, many devotees are doing this Sankirtana at their home programally in other cities like Shanghai, Chengdu, then Shenzhen, so like there are other places. So then, of course, South America, São Paulo has a beautiful Jagannath Baladeva Subhadramaya on the hill. In the São Paulo, if you go to city, there's a big hill, and there Jagannath Baladeva Subhadramaya temple is there. Then, so you go to, let us say, Africa. Let's say you go to Mauritius. There are many Mauritius devotees famous for doing kirtan. So there are five temples. One, Krishna Balaram temple. So there Krishna Balaram temple is truly like maybe Krishna Balaram during their time, you know, 5000 years ago. Just around the temple, there are lots of fields of sugarcane, various trees, for, you know, fruits, everything is growing. The temple in the middle. So it feels like the true Vrindavan. Okay, it is not a concrete jungle. It is the real one, Vrindavan. So Krishna Balaram. They also have a Radha Golokananda. Gokulananda is in Vrindavan. Golokananda temple, Radha Krishna. Then they have Rukmini Dwaradhis temple. They have Jagannatha Baladeva temple, separate temple. They also have Panchatatra temple. Of course, this is Hare Krishna temple, ISKCON temples. But there are many other. They are called Gangatal. The famous Gangatal, where you also find Radha Krishna, then Lord Shiva, then you will find Lakshmi Narayan, and other, yeah, it's very famous, very prominent. Okay? Then coming to Australia, of course, we have Radha Vallabhai here. You go to Perth, you see Gauranitha. you go to Adelaide, you also see Radha Krishna. Then you go to Brisbane, there you see Gauritai. Then you go to Sydney, so there you see Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath, okay, small deity, Radha Gopinath. So everywhere. And then of course, Indonesia, for example, Bali, several temples, correct? Mataji coming from there. So Bali in the city, and there is one more. In Bali itself, 3-4 temples I has happened to visit and stay there also. Then of course, Surabaya, they got very beautiful Gauritai, small deity. Okay, so you can see all the places, everywhere. So these are, you know, are there. The conclusion is that Prabhupada recommends, and this Srimad Bhagavatam recommends that devotees during in their life should visit these places. All these Tirthasthalas, should visit. And of course, when you visit there, perform some auspicious activities such as chanting, kirtan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, understanding pastimes of those deities and the saintly persons. Through this, we make a rapid advances in our consciousness, truly becoming slowly and fast Krishna consciousness. And it says, 1,000 times, you know, sahasra adi. Sahasra, 1,000. We say sahasra, Vishnu sahasra nama, 1,000 names. Like the sahasra, 1,000 times, you know, you can do progress. Obviously, of course, doing chanting here, you also do 1,000 times progress. Because Prabhupada said, this is not Melbourne. The moment you are here, so this place is actually Vaikuntha. Outside you see one board, they put Prabhupada's statement, saying that we are not living in Melbourne, we are living in Vaikuntha Loka. Correct? He said, this is Vrindavan, this is Mayapur, this is Jagannath Puri, this is Vaikuntha. Correct? If you are engaged in this service, you please Krishna. At the end of this life, last breath, you remember Radha Vallabha, then you appear in your spiritual body in Goloka Vrindavan. If you are someone very fond of doing garland, you do garland there for Radha Krishna. You are fond of someone of serving some prasada to all other devotees, so there you go with Sri Krishna and as a friend, Gopa. Then you have a nice lunch in the Vanas. Outside they put a picture if you have not seen. There is a top, they made a, you know, painting. You see Krishna and his friends, they are having feast. Yeah. Okay, so with that, let me stop here. So you can see the holy places, Tirthasthalas where Lord is worshipped, the places where the devotees performed their austerity, they have become holy. Simply by visiting them, so we can enhance our consciousness more and more, become more and more, then our dirty things from heart will go away. Cheto darpana marjana, clean all the dirty things in the heart, our consciousness become pure and pure. Then we can truly see this place, Vaikuntha. You can truly see a Lord in everybody's heart. So that is the level we need to come. And one of the easiest way to do is, if you are inclined to doing touring. Some people like to, you know, travel, they derive joy. Holiday, during, you know, so December holidays. So why not do December holiday to all these holy places? Correct? You still, both purpose, sir. You did holiday, you seen the places, and then you had a darshan of Lord, you heard, you met devotees. So this way our consciousness become pure and pure and pure, and one day, so you know, we become eligible to go to all the way to this place. Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, that's the, you know, spiritual world. Correct? We can't take air ticket to go there, but we can go to this place. Okay? So with that, let me stop here. And so these regular, you know, attendees of Srimad Bhagavatam, so they wrote one question. So let me read an answer. Prabhu, you are explaining that experience about different tirthas. Prabhu, I like to ask, like we hear in lectures, that every holy place is protected by Lord Shiva. And if he gives the permission, one can go from outside and take darshan. We know about Mayapur, Vrindavan, but other places like Puskara, Kurukshetra, others, are they also protected by Lord Shiva? So he's asking, you know, Kshetrapal. So this mentions Jagannath Puri is protected by Lord Shiva. What about other places? Is Lord Shiva the protector, or who else is the protector? So what about this temple? Who is the protector? During Gaurarati, this room is full, flooded. But still, the attendees are not really devotees who are attending during Gaurarti Kirtan. They are not entering into the temple, in the altar area. Why? Out of fear or something? Actually, Lord Shiva is there. During Gaurarti, we say, Shiva Sukha Narada, Preme Gada Gada. Right? So, Shiva is there. So, in fact, Prabhupada, in some other places, they did install Lord Shiva. So, the protection. Yes, so there is Shiva temple is there, of course, in Kurukshetra, in Puskara, of course, then others, various places, Shiva is there. Of course, in the place where Shiva is prominent, like Kasi, Varahadevi is there to protect. Correct? So, somebody is a protector. So, Shiva is the most prominent protector of various Vishnu temples. Shiva, that's why we say, Vaishnava Yata Shambho. Among all the Vaishnavas, highest Vaishnava is Shiva, Lord Shiva. Shambhu, Shambhu Shiva. Correct? We say Vaishnavan Yata Shambhu. So therefore, he is the protector of all the Vishnu temples. Then of course, the Shiva's temples are protected by others. Sometime Lord Vishnu himself can protect also. Correct? The Lord is very fond of protecting his devotees. Because Shiva is such a highest devotee, obviously he will protect. Yeah. So it is a, you know, just like we may be protecting the deity, but deity also protecting us. Correct? So it is a cooperation. As much as we love Lord Krishna, and he also loves 10 times, 100 times, 1000 times more than our love. Okay? Okay, so with that, let me stop here. Thank you very much for being here up to the end. So thank you again. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय.